AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Turkish President Erdogan is contradicting Saudi Arabia's claim writer Jamal Khashoggi was accidentally killed at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
Some consulate officers, officials, actually left for their countries in a haste, and this points in the direction that some preparation work was indeed done.
In a speech to lawmakers, Erdogan demanded Saudi Arabia reveal the identities of all involved, regardless of rank. President Trump is monitoring the situation in Turkey. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Late last week, the president said he found the Saudis' claim that Khashoggi was killed in a fistfight credible. Now,
I am not satisfied with what I've heard.
And said yesterday he's waiting to hear from U.S. intelligence officials now in Turkey. CIA Chief Gina Haspel is among them. The president told USA Today last night Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman denies being involved. The paper reports the president did not say if he believes that. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The opening bell is sounded on Wall Street and the Dow plunged more than 400 points at the start. This follows major market declines in Europe and Asia. A law enforcement official tells the AP the device found at the suburban New York home owned by billionaire liberal philanthropist George Soros was a bomb with explosive powder. The FBI is investigating and earlier said there is no threat to public safety. A man suspected of shooting and killing a University of Utah student was found dead early this morning inside a church in Salt Lake City. Tonight in Boston, game one of the World Series, the LA Dodgers and the Red Sox. The Dodgers were here last year, losing to the Astros in the World Series. Game one starter Clayton Kershaw says it's time to get it done.
We're very fortunate to be on a great team, but we're still missing that ring. And there's no secret that we want to win.
Chris Sale pitches tonight for Boston. This is AP Radio News. Top scientists are warning of the consequences of Brexit.
Experts warn that Britain leaving the EU without an agreement on future relations would harm science research across the continent. The letter, signed by 29 Nobel laureates and six winners of the Fields Medal Mathematics Prize, says new barriers would inhibit progress to the detriment of all of us. And the London-based Francis Crick Institute also warns that a no-deal Brexit could cripple research. A survey of more than 1,000 staff members found that 97% believe a hard Brexit would be detrimental to British science. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The owners of a closed bakery in Oregon, fined for refusing to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple, are appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Melissa and Aaron Klein are asking the High Court to overturn a state order to pay $135,000 in emotional damages to the couple they turned away in 2015. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of a baker in Colorado in a similar case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.